So we just have a roundup on coronavirus, just on general comments from people. Lorraine, do you want to start off?
Nothing new, I don't think. Numbers seem to be on the increase, which is to be expected when people start moving about. But nothing in particular. Apparently the testing station that was coming to Aberfeldy every week to do the PCR tests, apparently they're just doing lateral flow tests now rather than the PCR tests.
Okay.
I don't know why it's changed and people can do their own lateral flow tests. But yeah, they're not doing the PCR tests now, apparently.
Okay. Jane, do you have any comments?
No, nothing different from the usual. Just same as Lorraine.
Elaine?
Same.
Val?
Nothing.
Karen?
Nothing in particular. Is the recording project a separate bullet point?
So if you do the recorder project just now, Karen?
Okay, so basically not as much progress as I'd like. I'm having difficulty getting, before it really proceeds, I need to get a meeting definitely between the Aberfeldy Museum Group, the cinema, myself representing us and Archives, who will obviously be the long-term store of everything. And just with the cinema being short-staffed, Fiona being off, and then Tommy, I think, one of the lead from the Aberfeldy Museum Group's for one reason or another dates changing, it's just not come about yet. So I made a bit more progress having a chat with the school, and they seem receptive to the idea. And with my D of E hat on, I've got a few pupils who'll start gathering some data there. So that's where I'm at. Not as much as I'd like. I would have liked to have had the meeting by now, but I'm in the cinema, I've got a business to run. I'm feeling like this really needs done. And if it can't be done with all the partners, then I'll maybe do it in a different way. But in town, I always like to do things involving complete clarity with all potential partners. So that's where we're at just now.
Okay, thank you, Karen. For those who don't know, this is a project to try and record people's experiences of the pandemic. What were people doing? Thoughts, pictures, all this type of thing. So,
and I proposed that I could do this because I'm obviously involved in the cultural service, which also has the archives, which are also running something like this, but they would have trouble matching up. So what the town wants to do and record it, archives is the place I know that it can end up in the end. So it was quite weird having that knowledge. So I found that quite exciting to be involved with.
Okay, so it's a good opportunity to put something on the record. But obviously, we have to try and coordinate, gather in information from people, but no doubt it'll be out there. Thank you, Karen. Is there any wider points to do with coronavirus? I think everything in the town seems to be okay.
What I don't like is the fact that there was an incident, there was one of the kids in third year had it, and we weren't allowed to know who it was. Now my grandson's in third year. How do they know he wasn't, talking to him or something? I don't understand why they weren't allowed to say who it was.
It's confidentiality.
Yeah.
It's confidentiality. You can't disclose people's personal medical details as such. The school will know who's been in contact with them, and they'll do the track and trace to trace any contacts, but they're not allowed to disclose who has any certain medical conditions.
Yeah, but I mean, COVID's a wee bit different. Surely if they're in, say they're in the class, and they might have spoken without them knowing.
It's still people's privacy, though. It's their entitlement to their privacy, and you've got to respect that. But the school will have a track and a trace, thing in place, policy in place to make sure they know who the people have been contacted, and they'll contact the people who it's relevant to.
No, I just thought it was a bit strange.
The kids probably know amongst themselves. The kids probably know, but the school can't officially then say who it is or not.
Yeah.
I mean, there's supposed to be 13 cases in Aberfeldy at the moment over 7 days. And if everyone was going around trying to work out who these people are, you know, it would be chaos, really. So
it was really just the kids at school. That's all I was more or less concerned about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're definitely better not knowing.
Maybe.
Is that all on coronavirus? You don't have a wider view, do you, Ramsay?
Sorry, just coming off of you there. No, it seems pretty by the by at the moment. It looks like, again, we're kind of looking at these cases going about, but other than that, I don't think much actionable has came of that.
Okay, shall we just let that go? I see John with his hand up.
Yeah, it was just, you know, in terms of the figures, I got a set of figures yesterday which say that the Scottish numbers for per 100,000 population are now running at 821, and on the 16th of August they were at 167. Okay, and in Perth and Kinross we're at 363, when on the 16th of August we were at 115. So there's been a sizable jump over the last 2 or 3 weeks in terms of cases, and something like 40 people are in hospital in NHS Tayside with 6 in ICU at the moment. So these are numbers around about 16th of August. We were probably looking at, I don't know, half a dozen people maybe in hospital, nobody in ICU, so intensive care, you know, so numbers are increasing all around. And it is a pressure. Before, obviously, there was a pressure on the NHS. Now we're seeing, you know, staff having to self-isolate. Some are positive and maybe unwell themselves. It also comes at a time when the staff are on holiday too. So it's a very challenging situation just now.
Yeah, it's not getting the coverage it did earlier in the year, but the numbers are equivalent to March, I think.
Yeah, not so serious illnesses, perhaps. Obviously, there's 6 in intensive care, but you know, certainly fewer deaths in context to the number of cases that are going around. So that's at least something.
Okay, is that all we can say on coronavirus?
It was nice to hear that there was going to be grab a jab or something in town. It's occurred to me on and off that a lot of there's still the rural issue that's never really crossed with this. So that was nice to see.
I think Xander's looking to speak to.
Yeah.
Where are we, Xander?
Victor can see me. Just to follow up on what John was saying, although the numbers are on the rise and obviously they are quite significant, it is important to stress that we have broken that correlation between case rate and hospitalisation. So as John was pointing out, in terms of ICU numbers and hospitalisation, previously when we were going above 50 per 100,000 or 100 per 100,000, we were really, really worried. As John said, the Perth and Kinross figure the other day was 363. The Scotland figure is 821 per 100,000. So these are not great numbers, but because of the vaccination rates in Scotland and the UK and in Perth and Kinross, we have broken that correlation. And just, you know, for a bit of example, in Perth and Kinross, 93% have had a first vaccine and 87% have had a second as well. So those are very high vaccination rates, and that has broken the correlation. So the case rate is no longer the same cause for concern that it once was. It is obviously still something that is concerning, and we should be aware of that and taking that into, you know, cognizance. But we have managed to break that link. And, you know, actually there's a lot of other NHS pressures the past 18 months of not treating lots of other things, or people not seeking treatment for a lot of other things, is now putting a significant pressure on the NHS, and we are heading into flu season as well. So, you know, there is still going to be a lot of pressures, as John says, on the public service. Some of that will be COVID, but a lot of it will not be directly COVID. It will be related to COVID through other pressures. So just to make that point, but people are being encouraged to go and see their GPs, etc., if they have health concerns, non-health COVID health concerns, because a lot of people have not been seeking. I think I heard a figure of 7 million people have not sought treatment in the past 18 months, and people are being encouraged to, you know, seek medical treatment if they think they have anything. They might have been avoiding the doctor over the past period. So just to make that point.
Okay, thank you, Xander. Right, we'll draw a line under coronavirus stuff.